We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. Our devotional is a question to you. What's your song? Most Americans knew little about Alexander Hamilton until 2015, when Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote his hit musical, Hamilton. Now school children know Hamilton's story by heart. They sing it to each other on the bus and at recess. He's their favorite founding father. God knows the power of music, and he told Moses to write down this song and teach it to the Israelites and have them sing it. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 19. God knew that long after Moses was gone, when he had brought Israel into the promised land, they would rebel and worship other gods. So he told Moses, this song will testify against them because it will not be forgotten by their descendants. Songs are nearly impossible to forget, so it's wise to be selective about what we sing. Some songs are just for fun, and that's fine, but we benefit from songs that boast in Jesus and encourage our faith. One of the ways we make the most of every opportunity is when we speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. So, as it's told in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 19, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Songs can be an indicator of the direction of our heart. Do the words make much of Jesus? Do we sing them wholeheartedly? What we sing will influence what we believe. So choose wisely and sing loudly. What should you look for in a worship song? Is there a favorite song you can sing more often? Here's something to say to our Heavenly Father. This song is my prayer to you. And then choose your favorite. Mine happens to be How Great Thou Art. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. You take care, be well, and God bless.